You're listening to SBS News.
Tensions have flared in federal parliament over the vaccine rollout and low vaccination numbers in priority areas. Labor's Murray Watt has clashed with federal aged care minister Richard Colbeck during a Senate committee hearing.
Isn't the federal government responsible for making sure that aged care workers get the vaccine then?
Senator,
it's your job.
Senator,
you fund it, you regulate it. How can it not be your job to ensure that the workers get the vaccine?
Because it's not what you're proposing is not a natural step. We are running a national program. I find your reaction very offensive,
take
Senator Watt. I really do.
Senator Colbeck also shared a heated exchange with opposition Senator Katie Gallagher.
Well, you can try and verbal me.
Well, are you responsible, yes or no?
Well, it's not a yes or no answer, Senator. And you know that, which is why you try and push it.
Well, up until five seconds ago, I thought you were responsible for aged care staff.
Well, Senator, characterise it as you may.
In question time, it was Prime Minister Scott Morrison's turn for a grilling from opposition health spokesman Mark Butler.
Is the government responsible for the vaccine rollout in aged care?
Speaker, the government is indeed responsible for the national vaccination strategy, Mr Speaker, right across the country.
But amid growing fears about the potential for the pandemic to run rampant in aged care, Victoria is taking charge. The state's Disability, Ageing and Carers Minister, Luke Donnellan, has announced a five-day vaccine blitz, prioritising staff in vulnerable areas.
Our dedicated and hard-working aged care and disability workers need easy access to the vaccine. We have concerns that there isn't enough coverage, so that's very much why we're stepping in.
Meantime, Senator Colbeck is happy with the progress.
We're comfortable about where we're at. Everybody would have liked to have done it faster, but logistically, we've done it as quickly as we possibly could. Except for a few in a couple of states, all of the facilities have received their first dose.
But some advocates aren't so comfortable. Ian Yates from the Council on the Ageing says workers shouldn't have a choice.
We absolutely believe it should be mandatory for staff to be vaccinated. We have pushed for many years for it to be mandatory for staff to be vaccinated against the flu. Last year, all states and territories issued directives to that effect. And we saw the lowest incidence of influenza in residential aged care that we have ever seen. So we absolutely think that it has to be mandatory in terms of COVID.
And according to Greens Senator Jordan Steele-John, the delays are even worse in disability care.
My question, the terrifying question that comes to me when we consider this evidence, is just how many disabled people have to be put at risk. How many disabled people need to die before Scott Morrison and Greg Hunt pay damn attention to this issue.
In Parliament, opposition leader Anthony Albanese has quizzed the Prime Minister over a much-repeated assurance about the rollout.
Does the Prime Minister still say that vaccinating all Australians, including aged care residents and workers, is, to quote him, not a race?
The reference to not a race, Mr Speaker, was first said by the Secretary of the Department of Health, Mr Speaker. Professor Brendan
Murphy. Members on my left.
And I affirmed his remarks, Mr Speaker.
Under questioning by Labor Senators, Brendan Murphy says his not a race comment actually referred to the medical approval of the vaccine.
I did say it's not a race at that time, and that was really referring to the process of getting going and through the TGA approval process.
How does it feel to be thrown under the bus by the Prime Minister?
It doesn't feel thrown under the bus at all. I did say that.
SBS has spoken to aged care residents who are frustrated and fearful. Locked in their rooms, they're asking whether their lives would be less restricted if the Commonwealth vaccine rollout had happened sooner. Gareth Borum, SBS News.